Hi, this is Jackson Fong, Student Ministries Pastor here at Community Church of Susanville, and you're listening to another audio devotional. We are on session four, or week four, the idea of deepening our relationships. This is part of a series called The Me I Want to Be by John Ortberg. The thought he brings up today is the importance of relating with others. In order to deepen your relationships, one of the things that we got to do is we got to deepen our relationships with other people. Here are a couple of my thoughts. Regardless if it's family or friends or coworkers or teachers or school people or whatever, it's going to take some time and interaction in order to deepen that and develop that. But what does that look like? How does that all come together? We're going to look at that in a minute. We're going to take a look in Hebrews chapter 10. But before we do that, if you wouldn't mind, let's go ahead and let's go to God in prayer and let's ask God to help clarify some of that. So let's pray. Dear God, thanks so much for today. Thank you for our time together. We thank you for all the different possibilities that you've got for us. And for some of us, we've got some really great relationships with other people. And for some of us, we're having some difficulties with relationships with other people. And for some of us, we might question if we even really have any relationships with other people. Regardless of where we're at, we ask that you would meet us here, and that as we're trying to work on our relationship with you, that you would help us to develop some amazing relationships with other people. During our time together, we ask that you would show us how, and give us options, and give us tools, and equip us to do some amazing things that you have for us. Thanks, God. We ask and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, we are looking today at relating with others, connecting and relating with others. In deepening our relationships, we've got to be able to take the relationships we have and dig deeper. And sometimes it's really tough to figure out, how do you do that? Let's take a look at what the book of Hebrews says. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. It's just a couple verses today, but there's so many different possibilities. If you want to get the full concept of what might be brought up here, you can read the entire chapter of Hebrews chapter 10. But for now, we're looking at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. This is what it says. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his returning is drawing near. Here's some things to take into consideration. It starts off right here saying, let us think of ways to motivate one another. Part of that, again, it's a responsibility on our part to take some time to think. A lot of times when we relate to other people, we tend to respond versus to plan out. When things happen with other people, my tendency is just to react. But God's encouragement to us is for us to think ahead. Think of ways to motivate one another. Instead of being reactive, God desires for us to be proactive, to make time to think ahead, to interact with other people, and to really motivate one another. But what are we supposed to motivate each other to? The verse continues, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. God's desire for us as we interact with each other and as a response and as an act of worship to Him is to do things to express love and good works. And it's not just about the concept of mushy love. It's about loving brothers, loving sisters, loving your parents, treating people with respect and the concepts of love. To be able to do things well and to help other people to do things well. To do good works. To help somebody out in school, to help out someone that's getting picked on, to help out a neighbor, to help out a friend, to help out a family member, to help out people who are hungry, in need, people that are hurting. It's important to be able to take time to think hard as far as how to do that. But what's next? How do you really do that? I mean, you can plan out certain things in your head, but what's the next step? Verse 25, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do. The Bible here, it's talking about the importance of meeting together with other believers. God's desire for us is not to live alone, cut off from everybody else. There are times in life where we need to do things on our own. But the truth is, as we interact together, as we deal with each other, God's desire is, love is shown at best when you have someone to love. That requires us to be with people. In order to show God's love, in order to do good works, in order to motivate other people, we have to interact with other people. And this is why it's so important for us to meet together. This is why a church attendance is real important. And regardless if you go to everything the church offers, whether it be major church worship services or Sunday school classes or small groups or fellowship groups or all those things or more, or maybe that you do that in a bunch of different churches, God's encouragement to us is to make sure that we are doing that, that we are meeting with other people, so that we can show God's love, so that we can motivate one another, that we can do acts of love, so that we can do acts of good works. You can't do that alone. You gotta meet with other people. And it says also, but one encourage one another. Again, as we deal with each other, sometimes it's really tough. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Sometimes we just can't go further. But God's desire is that we do. And as He encourages us, He encourages us and calls us and commands us to turn around and encourage other people. Because sometimes it's really tough to do things on our own. And sometimes we don't want to do things on our own. And sometimes we shut ourselves off from God. But when we take time to encourage one another, God reminds us to spend time with Him. God reminds us of the basics that sometimes we ignore when it comes to hearing from God. And so that's why God encourages us, has us encourage each other. So that if we don't, if we're not listening to what His Word says, if we're not listening to what Scripture says, if we're not listening to what's said in a sermon or in a message, we could connect through each other as far as what the truth is, to be reminded of going back to the basics. And why is that so important? It's important because it is important. We have an inner need to be loved, to be interactive, to be cared for, to be cherished. We also have a need to be able to do something in life. It's also important because we need to show and express all that we talk about as far as love and God. We need to show that, to prove that it's real. And at the same time, the verse closes off, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. Now, regardless if you're believing that Jesus is going to come back any second, or just simply that time is running short, because as time passes, our opportunities dwindle. Because the truth is, if you're a student, the time with your classmates comes and it'll go quickly. By the end of the school year, by the end of the semester, some of the people you interact with will be gone. Some of the teachers you interact with, some of the administrators you interact with, they'll be gone. In your jobs, some of your coworkers, some of your bosses may be gone. The truth is, the job you have now may not be the same job you'll have a year from now. The truth is, as time passes, sometimes family members pass away, sometimes people move. Time is short. So we need to maximize the time we have together and deepen the relationships we have partially by connecting with each other, whether it be to motivate, to encourage, to meet together. These are all some great things to think about. I'd encourage you, take some time and do those things. The Bible continues to talk over and over about all sorts of different possibilities. Don't miss out on those possibilities. When you read through the book of John or 1 John, 2 John or 3 John, it gives you a lot of opportunities and a lot of options there too. The book of 1 and 2 Peter, that's got some great things as far as interacting with other people. There are plenty of other resources and options you can check out at cfcyouth.com. But for now, just know you're loved and you never have to be alone. God bless.